thanks to God because of this beautiful day time that the Lord has given us. Each and every dot of minutes means something before the Lord. There is no moment in life that we are in without its reason. All the times, moments are having the reasons to have those. Even some other times, there is time, situations, very hard, very painful. In that moment, there is a reason to be. And we are all aware to bow before the Lord because of each and every moment, times that we are in. And we are all aware and thank God because of one whom the Lord has opened the eyes to see that in the moment we are to bow and exalt the Lord Jesus Christ. Even when we go into the life history of our Lord Jesus Christ when he was here on earth, those three stages that Christ Jesus lived in life. The first stage, Christ Jesus was born from the Virgin Mary. He was born like each and every person is born into the woman. He blows as the way a man blows. This makes us to say that Christ is 100% a man. But these religious groups of people, they didn't understand the way according to how it was. Whereby every December they used to be busy celebrating in the way of remembering the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. In preparation of remembering the best of our Lord Jesus Christ. Instead, I concluded by saying and seeing that they are not celebrating the Christ of the Scriptures because there is no place whereby in the Bible says you should be to this. This makes these religious groups of people to trust in themselves. No place in the scriptures whereby we have been given time, moment to be celebrating, remembering the death, the birth of our Lord Christ Jesus. The second stage in life that Christ Jesus met with is when he started ministering when he was 30 years. He did all the works of preaching, doing all sorts of miracles, but it was not enough.
chikwere chinambulesa kumana nacho makamaka atasigaza katete adatumikira utenga wabwino napanga zonse koma sichina kwanire konse.
He delays him up to life the dead people. For example, Lazarus was raised up from the dead. 5,000 men were fed from few bread and fish.
And 5,000
the son to Jairus was healed. Those lots of miracles that Christ Jesus did for
humanity.
And there is multitude of people that are just clinging to the miracles. Let me tell you, there is one miracle that is one to cling to. It's the miracle of salvation. For one to be saved and see that you are being saved, that is a miracle. Because according to the situation, to the standard, I am a sinner. I am a sinner rejected without hope, nothing good in myself. I didn't mean that Christ did the way for me to be saved. I am nothing, I'm
unredeemed.
So for me to get saved, this is a miracle. Why are these multitudes of people, they are clinging to the materialism miracles? Preachers are preaching, if you want to get work, get employed, or having money, or having a good business, promotion, do this, do this, do this. This is materialism gospel that people are preaching in this time.
And
one is believing that if he has been promoted from his work or having a good business or doing whatever good, then it's a miracle that the pastor has prophesied on him. But this is nothing before God. Christ did the work of miracles just to draw attention of the people so that he might teach them the true gospel. Because when he was raised up Lazarus, people see it to be marvelous, then he preached the gospel. Because when the people cleaned together, came together, crowded together, it's when Christ says, I am the life, the resurrection. So the true message there was to let the people see Christ as the resurrector of the dead. The one who made one to resurrect. And from that time, as Christ has been preaching himself to the people, but people didn't know that he was trying to let them know that he is the resurrector of the dead. And there is no any good thing that is coming from me. Thinking sinfulness, speaking sins, whatever from my tongue, nothing good at all. But thank God, because of this grace that makes us, me, now to see this Christ and with his beauty. And it is this place that is leading me home. Without him, I'm nothing, nobody. Without him, I'm speechless, having nowhere to go. So this second stage has crowded many denominations, many religious groups of people. Many people are flocking to this stage. And it has been a center of the gospel in their denominations. But let me tell you another thing, the third stage. The third stage was very painful stage. It's a stage that God gave Christ to Jesus to make it. For example, Isaiah 53, verse 10 and 12 says, verse 10 of Isaiah 53 says, yet if you please the Lord to bruise him, he has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his heart.
Verse number 10. Koma kunakomera Yehova kumtundutsa, ndipo anamwetsa zowawa, moyo wache unapereka nsembe yopalamula, iye adzaona mbewu yache.
So you can see here, the Bible says, if you please God, you bruise the Lord Jesus Christ. But don't forget, when Christ was on the cross, he was crying with a loud voice. Don't forget, when Christ was on the cross, the soldiers came and pierced his side. And when the soldiers came and pierced it, it was when Christ was already dead on the cross. And they did whatever they can on Christ Jesus. So they did all things on Christ Jesus. But after doing all these things on Christ Jesus, Christ gave up his spirit to the Lord God. But with tears, with blood shedding, with water shedding, it was very painful and crucial time. Seeing the blood coming out from a live person while he is still alive on the cross. Seeing the soldiers doing the work of piercing his side when he was dead. Just imagine sin makes somebody to lose life. All those things that happened on Christ Jesus was because somebody is sin and has sinned against God and fall short of the glory of God. After this, Christ gave up his spirit.
Yes, and the very same watch.
But look here now. Bible says, this is before Christ was crucified. This time was before Christ came into this world and died.
Yes,
Bible says in Isaiah chapter 53 verse 10. It pleased God to bruise him. God is speaking this before Christ came physically.
Yes, Guru Mahamudra is yes, Master Nabil Mungamatu.
In other words, Lord is saying that when Christ will come physically, it will bruise me when he dies. So all the times that Christ was receiving, it was because it pleased God. But it is not pleasing because Christ did sin, no? No.
I.
There is somebody who sinned against God. This is Nelson Banda living in Malawi. This is a certain brother living somewhere. This is a sister living somewhere. This is a Gentile living somewhere. He sinned against God. And God, when he saw this sinfulness, and weighed the heaviness of that sin, he saw that what you will fit it to be passed away is the death of
somebody.
So, now he just he had to look who is worthy to die. Somewhere in the world there is nobody who is good before him. All are sinners and fall short of the glory of God. They need somebody who is holy and guilty without sin to come and take away the sinfulness of a man.
But as we go in, we want that shimo.
But the way of taking out this sin, there should be a losing of life. The life to come out from a man. But the moment of taking out of the life from a man, a holy man, an integrated man, when he will be dying, the same moment a sinner is saved. Automatically, the coming out of the life from a sinless man was the bringing of life into a sinner. And a sinner is having a life without good works on it.
tikuona munthu ochimwa akulandira moyo kuma popanda ntchito iliyonse yakuyerekera wayichita.
How merciful is this God whom we are serving.
Chifundo chake ndicho chikulu kwacho chimene adzati akachionetsera pakati pathu.
Let us go back to the book of Romans.
Tiyeni tibwerere ku buku la Aroma.
Verse 28, 29, 30.
Yes, verse 28, 29,
verse
number 30.
Whereby it says, concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake. But concerning the election, they are beloved for the sake of their father. 28. Romans chapter 11, verse 28.
Verse 28. Kunena sauchengo wabuino, iyo aingatadani chukwa chayimu. Koma kunena sachisangiwe alipokondedwa chikubwa cha mabolo.
There is concern for the sake of you, and there is for the sake of the fathers.
Akunena kuti kunena sauchengo wabuino, iyo aingatadani chikubwa cha imu. Koma kunena sachisangiwe alipokondedwa chikubwa cha mabolo.
So they are beloved because of fathers,
but kukondedwa chikubwa cha mabolo,
but enemies because of you. So it's like they are enemies for a moment, just for a moment, but they are loved because of fathers. Which means the father, because of fathers, God who never left them to themselves completely.
Chifukwa cha mabolo awo paine isu kusiidwa.
God do whatever whether for the elected sinners to be saved.
Mungu atachita kutekera kwa iwo amene ali osankhidwa.
Because of the fathers.
Chifukwa cha mabolo awo.
Meaning because of what God spoke to the fathers.
Chifukwa cha chimene Mungu atalankhula kwa mabolo awo.
Which means he is not a liar but can lie.
He
never lies. Whatever comes out from the mouth of God is real and will come an accomplishment.
He'll
never change what God has spoken. So let us see what God spoke. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1.
Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. Jehovah nati kwa Abraham, kuruka iwe mchiko lako, mchiko abale ako, mchiko nyumba ya tate wako, kumtoko tsiko imene nitokuso nyesa iwe.
Verse 2. I will make you a great nation. I bless you and make your name glad, and it shall be a blessing.
Verse 2. Jipo nitakuyesa iwe mtundu wa ukulu. Jipo nitakudaisa iwe ndukukukisa zina lako. Nukare iwe mdaiso.
Verse 3. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
Verse 3. Ndipo nitakudalitsa amene akudalitsa iwe, ndikutemberera iye amene atemberera iwe, ndipo maiwe adzadalitsidwa mabanja onse a mdziko lapansi.
Kasi iye God is promising Abraham a blessing.
Tikuona apa Mulungu akuonjesa mdaliso kwa Abraham.
That is, number one, he's blessing Abraham and make his name famous.
Ndipo choyambirira tikumuona Mulungu akumutcha Abraham kuti ndiwe mdaliso, ndipo akumutcha dzate kwa mitundu yonse.
And he is blessing him with a great nation.
Ndipo akumudalitsa ndi mafuko ake onse.
And his name is making his name great.
Ndipo akumutcha dzina lake wamkulu.
And even the offspring. blesses you, not all the people. It's only the counted number of the Gentiles being blessed and protected by the promise of God. So when we go back to the book of Romans, Romans chapter 11 verse 28,
Romans chapter 11 verse 28,
we see that God is saving Abraham, is saving Israelites, not letting them completely. So it was just a break because of the recruitment of the Gentiles. So that when the Gentiles are in, then these Israelites who come and make them
whole.
But when we are saying about Israel who come in again, we are not saying about all Israelites. Because not all Israel are
Israelites.
There is others as Israelites, promised Israelites, and there is others called to be Israelites physically, but left to themselves. Let us come together now on verse
29.
For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable.
Verse 29.
Are irrevocable. Are unchangeable. Whatever God spoke or it never changes. If he elected some are elected eternally. If he elected other people, he elected them eternity. What it is needed is redemption for them. What it is needed is only the redemption to come on them. When Christ Jesus came, he came with the already elected sinners.
Yes,
he came to take away the sins of the elected
sinners.
So he came to take away, to purge away, to take out all the sinfulness of the elected sinners. Now, they said that for the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable.
Verse 29.
Number one, gifts are irrevocable. When God gifted one, it's irrevocable. You never ask for a gift. You never treat a gift. A gift is given freely by a giver. The giver gave the gift up out of his
ama akandikurira padanda pacha.
Hands nailed on the cross.
Misomari ndakomenwa mancha make.
Sorrows full of his heart.
Zisoni zvakatsika mukati make.
Crown of thorns on his head.
Ndipo chisoti chaminga chikapfekedwa paiye.
Having no clothes on his body.
Kuchotsedwa zvipfara kuvhurikwa.
Was completely naked there.
Anakala wasapara.
Whatever was happening in that time.
Zvinenge zvichitika apapa.
It was the giving of life to a sinner, a person that was without hope. Thank God because of that moment. Because without that moment, error is welcoming me. Evil was welcoming me. But thank God because of his death on the cross. Whatever crying, whatever happens on his body was for my betterment. So that I should be somebody by the grace of God. Thank God because of this place. That's why that place we call it amazing place. It is irrevocable, this gift. Meaning it never changes. It has got a seal sealed on that. When he was dying, he was sealing all the promises to the elected sinners. And no place, nowhere, a person who has been saved by this bless, gifted by this gift, can boast in himself. If you never feel that you are a sinner or humble yourself before others, and you just boast yourself elsewhere, this is a symbol that you have ever, never heard this gospel. Because when you hear this gospel, tears will drop on your cheeks. Because you see your nakedness, your sinfulness, you're without clothes during the day before the Lord. That's why somebody sang a song. Love of ages cleft for me. Naked I come to thee for
dress.
Sozes, sim, sim, quase. Calling to the person who has been called. that kind of calling so that one should hear that the one who is calling is God. For example, God called Samuel. First time, second time, third time. Samuel was hearing the calling. But he was not knowing the exact one who is calling him. Until when it pleased God to reveal this mystery to him that it's God who is calling him. Which means hearing the call of God, it takes God himself to help you understand the call of God. If God will never preach this calling to you, if God will not speak this to you, or translate this to you, then you will hear nothing. You will never understand
it.
That's why you can find that there is people that speaks of grace, speaks of words of grace, salvation, redemption, but they are unsaved. Never get persuaded if you see somebody speaking things of grace. Speaking things of grace doesn't mean that he is of grace. Because understanding the language of God, it takes God himself to help you. You can never understand the language of God if it is not pleased God to do so. Thank God because of this salvation. Thank God because of this amazing grace. Thank God that his calling is irrevocable. He called me with an irrevocable calling. He gifted me with this salvation and irrevocable. To me, it's consolation, it's a comfort. I just rejoice and celebrate in it. Last verse of today, verse 30. As you were once disobedient to God, yet have now obtained mercy through their disobedience. Here God is pointing me as a disobedience, but just get favored because of his wish and will. He's pointing me that in me there is nothing good at all. You are a completely disobedient and undone person. But thank God because of this rich mercy. That because of his mercy, he has made me to be saved one. Now I'm a saved person. Thank God because of his salvation. Because he's saving a sinner without condition. Because I didn't mean that there is a condition, then there was nothing good that I would have done. What a comfort. to be a saved person.
As you are
closing the time of worship for today, we can see the rich mercy makes a sinner. The title of the message of today, Rich Mercy of God Saves. The rich mercy of God
Saves.
We are not saved because of our conditions, situations. We are not saved because of something good in me
contributed.
My first situation, I am undone. In me, nothing good at all. If God is seeing me, he's just seeing done, nothing good. But because he just chose to have mercy on
me,
he brought that rich mercy on me and washed me all my done, all my wretchedness, all my sinfulness, all my iniquities, he takes away and washes me clean. Oh, how heavy and useful is this blood, precious, that washed me. Wash me completely and make me clean because of his wish. He never gave me the basin of blood so that I should wash myself, because I can never manage to wash. He just came on me and washed me. Even washing myself, I can never manage. But God did the
way.
God did the
way.
What a comfort to be washed by the blood of Christ Jesus. And from today forward, I see nothing good in me. I just see me decreasing, but Christ increasing. I must decrease. He must increase. The rich mercy of God. Let us look to God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you because this time. Thank you for making it possible that we meet together today. Thank you because of thy mercy that saves me. Had it been you left me to myself, I am undone, because in me nothing good at all. But thank God, because of your mercy and because of your sovereignty, in love, loving a sinner without condition, loving a sinner without good works contributed, just to come by my side and cleanse me and say you are whole because of me. For sure, I'm speechless, totally speechless. I must decrease all the way. You must increase. Bless everybody that was following, even those that will follow me on the internet, that they must decrease and you must increase, because your rich mercy is the only that saves us from our iniquities. In Jesus' name, bless even our brother who will be preaching the French. We bless you, bless him with his sovereignty. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.